It's a common scenario at the checkout counter. You're ready to buy an appliance of some sort, perhaps a DVD player or a washing machine, and the sales clerk asks if you want to shell out a few more bucks for an extended warranty. Come on now, you have to make a quick decision. No time for research or a litany of questions. The sales clerk is waiting, and there's a long line of increasingly agitated customers behind you. So, what do you do? We hope this next conversation will be of help. Kim Klayman is the deputy editorial director at Consumer Reports. The magazine has published a study on extended warranties in this month's issue, and she's here to tell us all about it. Kim, so what's the verdict? In general, are extended warranties a good idea?
Extended warranties almost never make sense for consumers for three reasons. Number one, products don't break down as often as people think. Number two, when they do break down, it's less expensive very often to just have the product fixed than to shell out money for the extended warranty. And number three, extended warranties typically have all kinds of loopholes. They're not the blanket of protection that people think.
Help us understand what we're talking about. How much do these warranties cost, and what kind of products come with the choice of an extended warranty?
Salespeople are pushing extended warranties for all kinds of products, from room air conditioners to digital cameras to ranges and refrigerators and, of course, TVs. And the reasons that people are getting such a hard sell are that these things are cash cows for retailers. They can make more money selling you an extended warranty than they do on the products themselves.
So how often do people actually agree to buy these warranties? Or is it truly a profit stream for the retailer?
It's absolutely a profit stream. Our research suggests that in the months of November and December alone, and this would be just for electronics and appliances, consumers are going to shell out $1.6 billion, that's with a B, on extended warranties. And it's almost all money down the drain.
Are there cases where it does make sense to purchase an extended warranty on big-ticket items like stoves and dishwashers or home exercise equipment?
There are two exceptions to our just say no advice. One, with a rear projection micro display TV, we're finding repair rates that are three times what they are with other TVs. And usually when there is a repair, it's the $400 bulb that's at issue. So in that case, it might make sense to buy an extended warranty. The other case is with Apple computers, because phone tech support is only free for the first 90 days of ownership. And after that, it's a $49 fee per call. So in that case, too, the extended warranty might make sense.
Should consumers, how much research should a consumer do before going and making a purchase?
The best thing to do is buy a reliable brand. Consumer Reports has been tracking this kind of information, what breaks down and when, and what brands people own, and how much it costs to repair, for decades and decades. And there are brands that are more reliable than others. So if you have in your head those brands that are reliable, you start out in a much better place than if you're just buying, you know, the item on sale. So that's the first thing to do. The second thing, before you even head out of your house, is figure out what credit cards you're going to use and whether they extend the manufacturer's warranty. Third, if you're set on buying an extended warranty, even though you know you'll probably never use it, make sure you negotiate. There's so much profit involved in these extended warranties that you can almost always get a better deal or extended coverage than the initial deal you're offered.
You know, I'm imagining trying to have that conversation with the sales clerk. Like, I'll buy a warranty, but, you know, I don't want to pay $200 for it. They really have room to negotiate?
You really do. No, absolutely.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Well, the better word would be don't buy the warranty in the first place, Michelle.
That's Kim Klayman, Deputy Editorial Director at Consumer Reports.